Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you looking for a simple way to level up your confidence? Well, today I'm going to share one simple way. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra tip for you then as well. Now, I was thinking about this in all the workplaces I've been in and generally in my life. When have I really grown in confidence? And sometimes we grow in confidence and we don't even realize it. And these can be silly examples, yet they are evidence that we can grow. Now, so let me give you some examples we can grow in confidence. Maybe you're able to drive. How confident were you when you first started to drive? Probably not very confident. I haven't driven for months and I could get in a car and drive pretty comfortably, depending on the vehicle, of course. If it is a big one, I'd probably be a bit more nervous. Yet I could drive to some degree. It's a bit like riding a bike. You learn and you don't forget it. Not everyone's blessed enough in this world to be able to walk, but if you are, when you're a baby or a toddler, you learn to walk. And you're so confident in it, you don't even think about it. Again, these are examples, silly examples, yet they can be as real evidence that you can grow in confidence in something. So confident that you don't even think about it. Yet, we've got a negative bias in our brain, and often it will focus on the negative aspects of life. So, maybe you can think about it. Maybe you're in business, maybe you're not, maybe you're in a day job. I've been in both. And at the same time as well. And think about it. Maybe there's someone in the workplace or business who's just so confident in what they do. And then maybe you don't notice how confident you are in something. Now, from my observation, these people are very confident in what they're doing and what they're talking about, because they've done it again and again and again and again. They get so confident in it because they've done it. And this is what I've got for you today. It's so simple, and I'm going to give you some strategy points so you can actually really make this into reality. Yet, confidence comes from results, and results come from doing things again and again and again, and it builds confidence in it and therefore confidence. It's really simple. Yet, often, people are so good at their jobs because they have to, because they're told by a boss they've got to do something, or someone at work's expecting them to do something. They do it again and again and again. Yet, the first sign of trouble, we try and do something for ourselves and we quit because it's not a necessity enough to us. You get real confidence by consistently sticking with something, even if they're just small steps every single day. And this is the basic point. Think about it. The things you have built confidence in, which you do have confidence in certain things, confidence is your trust in your ability. And this can be specific to certain situations. So maybe there is something. If we go back to the examples like driving, how did you do that? Well, there were probably times when your mind honestly went, oh, can you really do this? And you kept going and you passed it anyway. Now, ask yourself this. If you're not working on the confidence on something you want to do, how is that serving you? Probably not very well. So I'm going to go into some tips now.
I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high-quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. you can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Okay, so these are the tips for really building confidence in something. The first one, pick what you want to get confident in. We often don't get results, and in my experience, definitely being there. Like, I didn't get confident in something because I wasn't consciously picking it out and realizing I wanted to get confident in it. You will not get confident in something you have not identified yourself to get better at. So first of all, you've got to pick something you want to actually get more confidence in. The second point, how can you practice it daily? So say you're nervous about communicating people. Instead of the story of, oh, I'm just not good at communicating, well, folk, do you want to get good at it? Would that be a good priority for you? I would suggest yes. In a world where quite a lot of us are going to be honest, poor communicators, because we spend, so many people I meet just spend all their time on their phone texting, which is not a form of communication. Quite a lot of people I meet are just not good verbal communicators. If you've got good body language and you're able to use the right tonality, you're going to stand out in this world. So that's just my view. If you want to get good at that, great. Don't tell yourself the story of I'm not good at this. Think about what it is you want and why, adding in the why. And then the second step, how can you practice it daily? Can you say good morning to someone? What can you do to practice the skills to get confident in over and over again? And then the third thing, which debatably could be the second thing, but I'm going to say it's the third thing here, the first step, make room for it. So where in your schedule are you practicing something that's really not serving you? So maybe you spend, and this is what a lot of people do, spend 8 hours a day on your phone. And is that building your confidence in something you want? You've got a very good skill of scrolling on social media. Do you want that? Well, you're going to have to take some of that time out so you can make time for yourself. So that's the third one, making room for it. So those are my tips for you for how you can really build up your confidence. Now, really go and start implementing some of this, else your life will not change. Now, just before we go into the final point, I want to thank you for listening today. And if you've appreciated today, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. You could be impacting someone's life by doing so. And the final bonus point I've got for you is praise. When you praise yourself, you're more likely to do more of it. So every time you do something, not necessarily a result, praise yourself when you get a good result, but keep praising yourself for doing the things you said you're going to do, because that's going to encourage you to do more of it. So that's what I've got for you today on this very simple episode of how you can build confidence. Honestly, just look at your life and think about where you've got more confident in, even if it's a silly example and you take it for granted now. And look, chances are that approach I've just shared with you made you confident. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get. So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.